Good morning, everyone. So as we heard when we first came in here, we're on a mission from God. Anyone know who first said that? Elwood Blues? Yeah. Blues Brothers. It's a church assignment. Make sure you watch it if you haven't. I want to talk about, and Father mentioned it in the first, and when we first collected, about kind of a mission, what we're supposed to be doing. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But first, I want to tell you a story of Dr. King, Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. A couple of months before his assassination, he's preaching at his parish, Ebenezer Baptist in Atlanta. And they're talking about death. And he mentioned, while he's talking to him, he said, when he dies, at his funeral, he does not want people to mention that he won a Nobel Peace Prize. He didn't want people to mention his other 300 awards, all these individual things. He stressed that he didn't want that talked about. He asked them at my funeral, if you talk about me, mention that I tried. I tried to clothe those that were naked. I tried to feed those that were hungry. I tried to help the poor. I tried to visit those that were in prison. I tried to love. He said, when I leave this earth, I won't have anything to take with me. Nothing fancy, nothing expensive, nothing glamorous. Those don't help us in that big picture. He said, I won't be leaving anything like that behind. The one thing that I want to leave behind is the memory of a committed life. I would say that hindsight being 2020, we could look at that and say, I think he achieved that goal. I think we can say that about him. When we talk about him, we don't think about a Nobel Prize. We don't think about all those other individual things. We think about that work that he did. He had this commitment. But when we talk about him, I want you to think for a second, was he always that committed? Now, granted, we don't know for sure, but I would venture to say that he probably wasn't. And the reason I say that is because we're all at different stages in our life. We're at different points. And as we go through life, our commitment to various things changes. Agreed? So even though he was raised by a Baptist preacher, and apparently by a very good family and community, I doubt that he had that zeal his entire life. It just tends not to happen that way. That kind of commitment tends to come after years of walking in the steps of Christ. You walk in his steps, you learn. And then before you know it, you're walking with Christ. That's kind of what happened. It mirrors things that happened in Christ's baptism. What I mean by that? At Christ's baptism, it became the start of his public ministry. No more was Jesus going to go back and be a carpenter in Nazareth. He now had a mission, the second part of his overall mission, and that was to carry on the Word of God. Christ became a servant, and that's what I want to key in on. We heard in our first reading, in that reading from Isaiah, summarizes the term servant. Now, the term servant is very interesting because the old Hebrew word was actually ebed, which meant slave. And it was often used in the Old Testament in the terms of a slave of the king. In fact, Moses actually referred to Yahweh at one point saying, I am your slave. The apostles, the prophets, were often referred to as Yahweh's special honored servants. Now, it's not slave in the way that we think of it now. Kind of a hybrid with servant. But that tells us a couple of interesting things about Christ. Two things. First one we knew. He's the Son of God. Everyone agree? The chosen Son of God. But the second thing is that we sometimes maybe forget is that he was also a servant of God. He went about carrying on God's work. He was a servant carrying out that mission. It's the same with us. You see, when we were baptized, just as Christ was, and they talk about the Holy Spirit coming down on Christ, the exact same Holy Spirit that came down upon him came down upon each one of us. And when that happened, two things came upon us. The first is that we became sons and daughters of God. Not in some symbolic sense, in an honest, true meaning, sons and daughters of God. That gives us access to that throne, just as it did Jesus. But it also called us to carry on that same mission that Christ did. That's what we're being called to do. Our true dignity comes from having that connection. It doesn't come from our intelligence. Our dignity doesn't come from good looks or athleticism or anything like that. That's where our dignity comes. In that role, it means that we're to carry on Christ's mission. When we're called, we're going to be at various points in this journey. I talked about walking in the footsteps of Christ as compared to walking with him. We're all at various stages there. You may be just walking in his footsteps right now, and that's okay. If you're walking in his footsteps, what I ask that we do in those instances is take the time to look around and to learn everything that Christ is trying to teach you. Because before you know it, you're going to look up and he's going to be there next to you. And at that point, you're no longer walking in his footsteps, you're walking with him and you're taking on his mission. His mission to carry on the work of his Father, the work of your Father, my Father. And when you look and you see Christ, you're going to look around and the other people that are going to be with you are going to be all those that went before us. You're going to be in the presence of John the Baptist, Isaiah, Paul, all those that carried on that same mission. You're going to be walking next to him. That is a mission worth fulfilling. That is a mission that we're being called to do. And I got to be honest with you. When I think of doing something like that, it moves me. But what also moves me is the thought of walking next to Christ. John the Baptist, Paul, Isaiah, and all those. There's no mission I'd rather be doing. And with those people, I'd like to be walking next to it with you. Because we, along with those people, there's no one else I'd rather be with, and there's no other mission I'd rather be doing.